insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. Welcome to our program again. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ حَيَاةٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرُ والله بصير بما يعملون قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين.
If you remember, we had arrived at verse 97. Verse 97 is the beginning of another point that is addressed to Bani Israel, and it's a very interesting point that's mentioned, and it's puzzling actually. Let's read the verse in the translation and try to see what the verse is telling us and what the background behind it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 97, addressing His Prophet, says, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَهُدًى وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Say, it doesn't say who to say it to, but as this verse is in the context of other verses addressing Bani Israel, this would probably mean Bani Israel. Now, after knowing through traditions and the hadith that we have, that what the background story that this verse was revealed in was, then we would be sure, actually, that the address of the Holy Prophet would be Bani Israel. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His Prophet, say, whoever is an enemy of Gabriel, the angel, it is he who has brought it down to your heart. In other words, it is Gabriel that has brought it down to your heart with the will of Allah. Confirming, that book is what is revealed, that is confirming what has been before it, what has been revealed before it, in other words, and as a guidance and good news to the faithful. It's puzzling how come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Prophet and telling him to say to some people, whoever it may be, it's puzzling how one could be the enemy of Gabriel, the angel Jibra'il, Gabriel. The background story behind it is, I don't know whether to call it funny or upsetting. It's a very, as I said, puzzling story of how people could say this. And there's a lot of points to derive and to understand from this story and what the verse is trying to say. If you remember, in some of the previous sessions, we mentioned that Bani Israel had actually moved to Medina in order to be the first soldiers and the first people that would join the Holy Prophet of Islam that was promised to them that would be coming to that region. And we said that the verses prior to this had said when the Prophet arrived in Medina, they actually started to deny the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad. They didn't accept it. They didn't believe in it. This verse is dealing with that same story. When the Prophet came to Medina, one of those Jewish tribes came to the Holy Prophet and they started asking him certain questions that were actually said in their books that this prophet should have a certain answer for you. In other words, in what was revealed to these Jewish people, it had said that there's these characteristics of the prophet. All right, he will know this, or he will know that, or he would sleep like this, or when he sleeps, his eyes are closed and his ears are closed, but his heart is not closed, for example. That's one of those things that's mentioned there in that story. So they started asking questions from the prophet. And every question that they asked, the prophet's answer was exactly what they were told. The prophet will give the answer. Now, after all their questions were finished and everything was right, all right, the result of that would be logically, all right, if you have revelation from God that tells you a person will come with these characteristics, with these qualifications, and he will be able to answer these questions in this way. If he gives you these answers, that's the prophet. Now, knowing that this unseen information is given by God, and this person has all that information, okay, then one should accept that. It's very logical, all right? Now, when they came to the end of the questions that they had from the prophet, interestingly, instead of saying amanna, we believe, you know what they said? They said, okay, now tell us, who revealed this book to you? Who revealed this book to you? Who is bringing you revelation? The Holy Prophet said, the angel Jibra'il, or Gabriel. Once he said that, he said, oh, there's a problem with that. You know what? The Jewish tribes, we've always been given the good tidings and the good revelation that has been good for us through Mikael, another angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That angel was the one that brought us the good revelations and was something that was good for us. Jibra'il, every time he brought us revelation, it was always hardship and punishment and bloodshed and fight and this and that. So we really don't like Jibra'il. If only if another angel like Mikael or even Israel or someone else had revealed that and was the angel that revealed that to your heart, we would have accepted what you had to say. A very puzzling excuse. Now, this verse is actually a reply to what they said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell them, in other words, it's being addressed, whoever is the enemy of Gabriel, فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. Jibra'il is the one who sent it and revealed it to your heart. All right. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. But he didn't do that on his own. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, it was God's command that Jibra'il brings this down to the Holy Prophet. The only thing that Jibra'il is doing, okay, is that he is the messenger of God to reveal this to the heart of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All right. In other words, the answers, let me put it this way. In verse 97, one set of answers are given to what the Jewish people are bringing as an excuse to not accept. The first answer that's given is regarding the revelation itself, saying, okay, even if you have a problem with Jibra'il, that's not an excuse for you not to accept the religion, because it's God who has actually revealed this to the heart of the Prophet, but it's through this angel. So he didn't do anything on his own, it's through bi'idhnillah. So it's God's command, it's not Jibra'il, it's not what he liked to for you to say, oh, we don't like it when Jibra'il brings it. It's God's command, it's not Jibra'il's. The second point is, well, this book is actually musaddiqan lima bayna yaday. It confirms what has been revealed before. In other words, it confirms what you have. There's signs that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you should accept it. And the other thing is, وَهُدًا وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, has guidance and good news for the faithful. You're saying that, okay, he brings us hardship and bloodshed and all. Well, this book, it's got good tidings, good news for those who believe in it. All right, so even if you have a problem with Jibra'il, for these reasons, you should be accepting the message anyway. It doesn't matter who brings that message to the Holy Prophet. The second answer that has been given is in verse 98, that inshallah we will have to explain in the following session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, hamdan lillah.
خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة
يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر
لخمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المرتضى